Chapter 6, Inner Peace. I kept exploring the whole dynamic of the story that humans create, and I discovered that the story has a voice. As I said before, I call it the voice of knowledge. That voice is always there. It never stops. It's not even real, but we hear it. Of course, you can say, well, it's me. I'm the one who's talking. But if you're the voice that is talking, then who's listening? The voice of knowledge can also be called the liar who lives in your head. A beautiful tree of knowledge lives in your head, and it's the home for guess who? The prince of lies. Oh yes, and this is the problem, because the voice of the liar speaks in your language. But your integrity, your spirit, the truth, has no language. You just know truth. You feel it. The voice of your spirit tries to come out, but the voice of the liar is stronger and louder, and it hooks your attention almost all of the time. You hear the voice, and not just one voice, but an entire mitote, which is like 1,000 voices talking all at once. And what are these voices telling you? Look at you. Who do you think you are? You'll never make it. You're not smart enough. Why should I try? Nobody understands me. What if he doesn't love me? Look at all the injustice in the world. How can I be happy when millions of people are dying of starvation? The voice of knowledge is telling you everything you know in a conversation that never ends. It's telling you what you are and what you're not. It's always trying to make sense out of everything. It's constantly gossiping in your head about you and the people around you. For many people, it's even worse because the voice is not just talking nonsense. The voice is judging and criticizing. The voice of knowledge can come from your own head, or it can come from people around you. It can be your own opinion, or it can be the opinion of somebody else. But your emotional reaction to that voice is telling you, I'm being abused. Every time we judge ourselves, find ourselves guilty, and punish ourselves, it's because the voice in our head is telling us lies. Every time we have a conflict with our father, our mother, our children, or our beloved, it's because we believe in these lies, and they believe in them too. But it's not just that. When we believe in lies, we cannot see the truth, so we make thousands of assumptions, and we take them as truth. One of the biggest assumptions we make is that the lies we believe are the truth. For example, when we get angry, we say, oh, that's the way I am. When we get jealous, oh, that's the way I am. But is this true? I'm not sure about that. I used to make the assumption that I was the one who said all those things that I didn't want to say. It was a big surprise when I discovered that it was not me. It was the way I learned to be. And I practiced and practiced until I mastered that performance. The voice that said, "That's the way I am," was the voice of the liar living in my head. My grandfather told me in the simplest way, Miguel, the conflict is between the truth and what is not the truth. And this was nothing new. 2,000 years ago, one of the greatest masters said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free from what? From all those lies. Especially from the liar who lives in your head and talks to you all the time, and we call it thinking. The voice of knowledge isn't even real, but it's ruling your life like a tyrant. Once it hooks your attention, it makes you do whatever it wants you to do. How many times has the voice made you say yes when you wanted to say no, or made you say no when you wanted to say yes? How many times has the voice made you doubt what you feel in your heart? How many times have you gotten angry or jealous and hurt the people you love just because you believed that voice? That voice tells you so many things to do that go against yourself. I compare the voice of knowledge to a wild horse that is taking you wherever it wants to go. You have no control over that horse. But if you cannot stop the horse, at least you can try to tame it. Once you learn to tame the horse, you'll ride the horse, and thinking becomes a tool that takes you where you want to go. If you don't believe that voice, it becomes quieter and quieter and speaks to you less and less until it stops talking to you. If you have to talk to yourself, why not be friendly? Why not tell yourself how beautiful and wonderful you are? But if the voice in your head is abusive, if it's letting you know why you should be ashamed of yourself, then it's better to be quiet. Long ago, I stopped listening to the voice of knowledge. I used to go outside and tell myself, "Oh, look at the beautiful clouds, the flowers. They smell so good." As if I didn't know that. I no longer make up stories for myself. Why tell myself what I already know? It's just a habit. I don't waste my time and energy by talking to myself. I no longer have that ongoing voice in my head, and I can assure you that it's wonderful. You don't need internal dialogue. You can know without thinking. The value of cultivating a silent mind has been known for thousands of years. In India, people use meditation and the chanting of mantras to stop the internal dialogue. To have peace in your head is incredible. Imagine being in an environment where there's a constant sound. The moment comes when you don't even notice the noise. You know something's bothering you, but you no longer notice what it is. The moment the noise stops, you notice the silence and feel the relief. When the voice in your head finally stops talking, it feels something like that. I call it inner peace. How do you stop the voice from talking to you? The solution for taming the liar is to stop believing what it tells you. What happens when someone tells you a lie and you know it's a lie? It doesn't affect you because you don't believe the lie. If you don't believe it, the lie cannot survive the test of your skepticism, and boom, the lie disappears. Simple. But in that simplicity is a big challenge. Why? Because believing your own lies makes you feel safe, and believing the lies of other people is very tempting. When you're ready for the challenge, the following two rules will accelerate the process of purifying your belief system, which is everything in your personal tree of knowledge. Rule number one, don't believe yourself. Keep your mind and heart open. Listen to your story, but don't believe it, because now you know that the story is fiction. It's not real. When you hear the voice in your head, don't take it personally. You know that knowledge is usually lying to you. But listen and ask if it's speaking the truth or not. Sometimes the voice of knowledge can have a brilliant idea that leads to a great opportunity in life. If you agree with the idea, then take it. Respect your story and learn to really listen. But don't believe yourself, mainly when you're using the voice against yourself. If you don't believe your own lies, your lies will not survive, and you can make better choices based on truth. You'll see your story with clarity, and if you don't like the story, you can change it. Rule number two, don't believe anybody else. You know that if you lie to yourself, surely other people lie to themselves. And if they lie to themselves, surely they'll lie to you as well. When people talk, you have no idea if what they're saying is coming from their heart or from the prince of lies who lives in their head. You don't know, so don't believe them. But learn to listen without judging. You don't need to judge people because they lie. People are always lying, and when they don't have awareness, they don't even know it. Sometimes they really believe that what they're saying is true, and they can really believe it, but it doesn't mean that it's true. Other people need to express their story, but you don't have to agree with what they say. You know that it's just a story that is only true for them. When you listen, you can understand their story, you can see where they're coming from, and the communication can be wonderful. Sometimes the words that come from other storytellers come from their integrity. When this happens, your own integrity recognizes the truth and you agree with what they're saying. Sometimes you can see how other people invest their faith in lies. You might see the lies in their story right away when you couldn't see them in yourself. By listening to their story, you might recognize the truth, and that truth can change your own story. Listen to their story, but don't believe it. That's the key. If you follow these two rules, don't believe yourself and don't believe anybody else, all of the lies that come from the voice of knowledge won't survive your skepticism and will simply disappear. The truth survives your skepticism. That is the beauty of the truth. But lies only survive if we believe them. Being skeptical is not about being judgmental or taking the position that you are more intelligent than others. You just don't believe, and what is true will become obvious. Every day the sun is in the sky, whether we believe it or not. The earth is round, even if the entire world believes that it's flat. Hundreds of years ago, everyone believed this lie. But just because they believed it, did that make it true? No. But believing the lie made them feel safe. There is a part of the Iliad by Homer that I really love. We, the gods, will live as long as the humans believe in us. The day the humans no longer believe in us, all the gods will disappear. This is beautiful. Centuries ago, the Greek gods were worshipped by hundreds of thousands of people. Today, they're just legends. Some of the lies we believe about ourselves are so subtle and convincing that we don't even notice they are lies. For example, if you believe the common lie, "I'm not worthy, I don't deserve," that lie lives in your mind because you believe it. You don't believe people who tell you how worthy you are. And you don't believe them because your faith is already invested in the opposite belief. Your faith guides your actions, and by not feeling worthy, you're shy when you express yourself with other people. How can you ask for something when you don't believe you deserve it? What you believe about yourself is what you project to other people. Of course, this affects how they treat you, which only reinforces the belief that you aren't worthy. And what is the truth? The truth is that you are worthy. Everybody is worthy. Just imagine how many lies you believe about yourself. If you believe that you cannot have a loving relationship, thy will be done. If you feel that you don't deserve love, even if love is in front of you, you're blind to it. You only see what you want to see, and you only hear what you want to hear. Everything you perceive is more support for your lies. Just imagine how many lies you believe about your parents, your children, or your partner. Every time you judge them, you give voice to the false beliefs. You give power to the lies, and what is the result? Anger, or jealousy, or even hate. Then you accumulate all of that emotional poison, and the moment comes when you lose control and say something that you don't want to say. You can change your life by refusing to believe your own lies. Start with the main lies that limit the expression of your happiness and your love. If you take your faith away from these lies, they lose their power over you. Then you can recover your faith and invest it in different beliefs. Many lies enslave us, but the truth sets us free from fear, drama, and conflict in our lives. If we stop believing in lies, everything in our life changes, just like magic.